This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated Thursday night in Los Angeles. The high-profile debate hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico saw the candidates weighing in on President Trump's impeachment. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
It was a constitutional necessity for the House to act as it did. And, Trump's response to suggest that only half of the American people want to see him thrown out of office now, I find is dumbing down the presidency beyond what I even thought he would do.
One reason the debate is being held or was held in California is because the solidly Democratic state has gained significance due to its primary election date being moved up by 3 months. With 495 delegates at stake, California will play a bigger role in determining who will represent the Democratic Party in challenging Trump next November. President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment. But as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
That's Julie Pace reporting. And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan's government announced Thursday it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel which ruled that the corpse of convicted former military dictator Pervez Musharraf should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament if he dies before his execution. Top government officials told a hurriedly called news conference Thursday evening they have decided to initiate legal proceedings against the judge for issuing a despicable order, in their words, in violation of the Constitution. Pakistan's law minister said neither the Constitution nor the Islam religion allows public hangings. The high treason trial against Musharraf stemmed from his actions back in 2007 when he briefly imposed an emergency in Pakistan by suspending the Constitution to try to cling to power. He placed top judges, including then the Chief Justice, under house arrest for opposing his rule. The U.S. Senate approved a federal funding package. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
The budget legislation heading to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature delivers an array of funding provisions for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to take home in their Christmas stockings. The $1.4 trillion government spending package includes a major victory for the president in the form of $1.4 billion for his U.S.-Mexico border wall and the ability to tap other accounts for more funding. Democrats get domestic spending increases of $27 billion. The long-term cost to taxpayers is a roughly $400 billion increase in the federal deficit over 10 years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The World Health Organization says insecurity and lack of access in conflict-ridden parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo remain major threats to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health officials are concerned progress made against the Ebola outbreak in the North Kivu and Ituri provinces could come undone because of ongoing fighting among dozens of armed groups. The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in 4 zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News here in Washington.